welcome to the post game. Grace Baldridge, Hassan Piker, Mark Thompson. We decided at the top of the show that Hassan and I have a story that we actually haven't broken down with each other, but we've talked about it, that we now want to break down with Mark.
Well, because I was asking about it, they said, "Oh, this is great. We should tell this in the post game."
Yes. So
I said,
"Oh, you're going to be
ready for disappointment."
Listen, no.
Okay.
You're going to be. We're going to use you as our, mediator to see. But really, we know that Hassan was wrong in this story.
No, I wasn't.
It's nice to know that going in.
All right. So first, to just set the parameters here. I recently got engaged. Right. I know I have talked to you about that. I got engaged, and Hassan and I have been friends for years before I started working at TYT, before you did anything on camera.
Yeah.
We were friends, and he has known my, well, now fiance as well, for as long as he's known me, because we've been together.
Yeah.
And so we got engaged, very exciting. I knew about her plans of
like going to Alaska and like proposing a year in advance.
Oh yeah, he knew about it.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, we're tight. Like, he was invested. I actually spoke with him the day that we got engaged. Like, I was telling my friends, we'd FaceTimed. Like, he knew this wasn't like an engagement of like a casual friend. It was a thing.
Yeah.
And our mutual friends, when we got back, said we would love to throw you and Lizzie an engagement party. And we thought, Lizzie and I, how thoughtful. We would love that. You know, Los Angeles.
Omit certain parts to make it more entertaining, to reveal it in the end, though. So they're having an engagement party. Let me just take over from here.
Okay.
So they're having an engagement. They're gonna have an engagement party, right? You know, the day of, me and one of my best friends who Grace used to live with, like, are hanging out. And on my timeline, as I'm pumping gas, I know exactly where it was. Like, that is how traumatic of an experience this was. While I was pumping gas on the corner of Fairfax and Melrose, expensive ass gas, I look to check my Instagram timeline. And what do I see? Oh, an engagement party of two of my extremely close friends that our other friend is also extremely close with, and like knew about this engagement and all of this. And we're
all
like,
all of our friends are there.
All of our friends.
Party.
Like, Amir is
there.
Like, everyone. Like, people
time.
That I've introduced to Grace is there. They're having
a great
time.
You're saying you saw that this has already happened.
It's happening.
This is happening.
It's in the
engagement
party
now.
Is
you're
happening.
You're on Instagram Live.
And it was basically live. And I'm like, and I almost dropped the phone.
Oh, you hadn't been invited or what?
So just hold on. Okay, I'll get to it. So I was like, oh my God, they're having this without, do they hate us? Like, what the fuck? Like, I can't believe my closest friends is having her engagement party. I'm so sad. Ruins the rest of my night. I'm like, just like thinking about it. It's like, what did I do wrong?
Right.
All the times that I like made fun of Grace on camera. Like, it's just coming back.
And you didn't
want to
text her or call her because you feel like that would be too.
Yeah, it's just too much. I'm not going to be petty.
Exactly.
In their time of like
and
great
then you feel
happiness.
Like, right. They're going to feel like they're forcing an invitation at that point. Like, oh my God, we didn't invite you.
Obviously, like my presence makes them uncomfortable because they didn't invite me.
Right.
I come in on Monday morning and Amir's like,
Well, first of all, Monday morning I come in and I had noticed that Hassan was not there.
Sure.
I was a little cold.
But I didn't, but I wasn't going to dwell on it. So I give him a good morning. I'm a very cheerful person. I said, good morning, Hassan. A little cold of a reply, but it's early. I'm not going to hold it against him. Maybe he hasn't had his coffee yet. I'm like, all right, he's being a little weird. And then as my day goes on, things unfold, Amir comes up to me and he's like, yo, Hassan thinks he wasn't invited to your engagement party and he's pretty upset. And I was like, what? I don't feel
like. And they weren't throwing
like
the party. Because if they were, I definitely would have gotten follow-ups and whatnot. It was our other mutual friend.
Yeah, so it was another friend that threw the party. But I was like, that's crazy. I'm sure he must have been invited. In fact, there's a Facebook event of everyone that was invited. I really should consult this to make sure. You know, if he's been wronged, I want to make this right. And so I go to the Facebook event. And sure enough, one of the first RSVPs was indeed Mr. Hassan Piker.
Oh.
Also, on top of that, he then wrote in the Facebook group of the event that he felt he wasn't invited to, saying some joke about what he's going to bring.
It was a joke about something in the description. So I literally read the description and responded to a joke on the description. Like, oh, because it was like no talk of politics. And I was like, can I talk about DACA? Because I'm a smart ass like that. And literally, I just Facebook invites are the worst.
So then, just to fully qualify this, I realize that this has happened, but then Hassan is still like being like sourly with me. And so he saunters over later in the day and he's like, yo, like, Grace, like, what's up? Like, oh, like, have you seen the show Mindhunter? Like, still being pretty cold. And I'm like, oh, I started it, I wasn't able to finish it. And he's like, oh, I finished it over the weekend. I said, you must have had a lot of time to finish it when you weren't coming to my engagement party. And
that was good. That
and
was nice.
And he's like, oh, like, no, like, I didn't know. I was like, Hassan, just, you're gonna need to think of another strategy here, because you literally responded in the Facebook group. You were obviously invited and knew about it. And then he's like, then he says, this is my favorite Hassanism. Sometimes I love you so much I could just punch you in the face. And he goes, he was like, I know I messed up. He's like, but I want you to know, when I thought I wasn't invited, I was actually really hurt. And I'm like, but there's no way you could have ever thought that.
How do you not know me at this point?
Were you drunk when you commented in the group?
No, here's what it is. So Facebook invites are fucking bullshit. Like, let's establish that. And normally, Lizzie will always, like, she knows me, and she's the responsible one. When she's throwing an event, I get like 4 text messages in advance. And I'm not saying this is the right thing to do. I'm not trying to absolve guilt here. Like, I am so guilty.
But, you're just saying because you didn't get those text messages, you weren't on full alert about it.
I totally, of course, I responded because I'm a smartass, and then forgot about it immediately right after. And because I was never reminded of it, I thought, like, it's not, I guess I forgot. 1000%.
I do think it's a little strange that when you saw
you still don't believe me?
Well, so when the event was in progress and you realize that the engagement party that will really only, let's hope, happen once in my lifetime happen, and you saw that it was happening, there was no thought like, I should be there. I know where this party is. I literally tape my podcast there. I could go to the party.
I do tape my podcast there.
Wow. I could go there. I probably have a shortcut at this point. I've been there so often.
No, we had a long conversation about.
You did?
No, I'm not even kidding. We had a long conversation about, like, I guess they fucking hate us now. Like, I'm not even kidding.
What?
Like,
but then we should workshop this. I think this speaks to a lot of self-loathing in you that you would jump to. It must be that they hate us.
Yeah, why should they?
What have
hate
you done that I would hate you?
Right. I don't know. I can just be my normal self.
I was like, we just got back from. I mean, I'm like engaged. We just got back from Alaska. Like, unless there's something that you did that I have yet to discover.
Yeah, while you're in Alaska.
Why would I hate you?
I take a dump in your front lawn. No, I don't know.
The movie version. Something worse happens. You know, like, you didn't invite me. I'm going to, you know,
take a dump in your front lawn. Here's only to find out.
By the way, was that the same night that I texted you, Tina, and Lizzie?
Yes, that's about another, Mindhunter.
Yes, about Mindhunter. I don't even think I went out. Like, I didn't do anything.
Mindhunter.
The Jeremy Piven show?
No, Mindhunter is the true story about how the FBI built out his, like, behavioral crime unit.
Right.
Behavioral sciences unit. And it's fucking awesome. And it's, like, something that Grace is very interested in, because, like, it's even something that we, like, covered together on her show, Murder with Friends. You're a post-game member, so you probably know about it. Awesome. And, like, I did the Edmund Kemper episode, and he's featured a lot in the show. So I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'll hit him up about this. And then I saw that, and I was like, well, I can't text them now about
anything. Well, the funny thing is, I didn't see that on my phone. And then Lizzie comes up to me and she's like, oh, Hassan forgot. And she shows me the text message about Mindhunter. And I was like, oh, well, what are you going to do? So now that you've heard the whole story, Mark, what is your verdict? You're the judge and
jury. I don't know. What am I? I mean, he clearly forgot, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm.
What should we punish him? Because
what the fuck are you going to do? I didn't know I was signing up for this.
So when he came to me, he was like, oh, I'm actually, like, once we realized what had gone down the next, like, that Monday, he's like, I'm so sorry. And I told him, and I genuinely feel this way. I was like, I'm searching myself.
I'm glad
I'm not mad.
You're not there.
Right. Like, I wasn't glad that you weren't there, but I won. I mean, I'm not upset. Yeah. Should I have been?
No, that's how you can tell you guys are good friends, because the strategic thing to do, if you were just playing strategy, would be to say, Hassan, what happened? I mean, I invited you to this thing. You know how important it is to me. You've been with me for this ride for the last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the culmination of that ride, and now you spaced it? What kind of bullshit is that? What kind of friend are you? I mean, this is really, you ought to just sit down and have a conversation with yourself, because clearly I'm not as important a friend to you as you profess that I am. And you could have done that. But instead you go, I don't know. I felt, you know, it's okay. He missed it. He forgot.
Anna, when she had her wedding, she sent out a wedding invitation that I later found out was an hour later than the actual invitation suggested in order to combat against all of the tardiness from people like myself.
Oh, that's super clever.
For the ceremony, I was still an hour late. I was across the street.
So you were 2 hours late.
Wait, did you miss the wedding?
No. I came in literally as the ceremony was happening. Like, I came in literally
The wedding music starts and it's just Hassan being like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I walked in
and I plopped myself in a corner. I was like, don't be as small as possible. Don't be visible to anyone right now. And yeah, I was
I've done that same thing. I've come
at a wedding, Mark?
Where I get there just in time for the, but
it was
in a way, that's a victory because
that's how I feel.
Don't want to, I mean, I hate weddings. Mm. A lot of guys hate weddings. And you get there just in time for the, you know, the money shot. You know what I mean? Which is the vows.
The money shot.
I wonder if that's like a wedding planner lingo.
Yeah.
No, that's
probably have another name for that shot.
Yeah, the money shot. Yeah. Mark's worked for ceremonies for a very long time. Cool. So he has different lingo surrounding it.
I love it. Of all the things that are said here, that gets flagged. but I think that you want to be there for the vows, you want to be there for whatever, you know, special moments there might be. But as long as you're there for them, you know, I think for that stuff, that's the important stuff.
Right.
Obviously, if there's somebody, you know, that you want to be there for as much as you can, but yeah, 2 hours late, I think that's a tough.
Well, it wasn't 2 hours late. Technically, I was an hour late.
Yeah, but you're 2 hours later than the time on the invitation indicated you'd be there.
No, technically and factually, you were 2 hours
that's
late.
That's right.
The invitation knowingly put it at 7:30, even though the ceremony was at 8:30.
You arrived at 9:30.
Yeah, it's not your day, asshole. It's not your day.
I know,
if the bride says, get here at this time, get your ass there at that time.
I have no excuse.
It's the one day you don't get to decide what time things go. Hassan's here, the party's begun.
I was across the street trying to calculate in my mind, like, how much money do I take out? How much money do I put in this envelope? Like, what kind of a card do I get? I was literally across the street at the Ralph's. Like, there's
the excuse is getting worse. No,
I know. The excuse is worse.
As your attorney,
it doesn't make it better that when you fuck up, you just remember where you were and like the details of like, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing, but I was at the gas station on Fairfax and Melrose.
No.
And the gas was expensive. Like, I do have details about that.
No.
Do I have details about the party? None.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do have details.
When I was emotionally hurt, I can tell you exactly where
I was. I'm not saying I'm innocent, guys. I'm not. But I'm trying to communicate to you is that I'm an idiot. That is what I'm trying to communicate.
You are such a mess.
Oh,
I know.
It's so fun.
As long as I'm consistently stupid, people shouldn't expect me to be on places on time.
what it is, Mark, and this is the secret in your budding friendship with Hassan as his legal counsel, is that you just have to manage your expectations. And then you become, I've referred to it literally to Lizzie about Hassan as enlightened. She's like, you're not mad at Hassan about this? I'm like, no, bitch, I'm enlightened. Like, I didn't, he wasn't there. Okay, like my life is still chugging along, and then
look, I make the effort. Like, it's
now at the engagement party, did people stand up and say things like,
yes,
"Oh, you know, I'm so glad that they did."
Yeah, yeah.
And likely, Hassan would have been one of those people.
He's super. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If he had been there, he would have had a 30-minute toast,
right?
With like details that I didn't want. Shared.
Right, and he would
probably
been,
why Gray's excited that I wasn't
he
there.
He would have been entitled like, to sure. that because
oh,
he knows it both so well.
Yeah, he'd be like, so "Oh, he didn't bring like a slideshow of me in a dress. Cool." It's fine that he wasn't there.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh.
I gave him an idea.
Well, now you gave me an idea for your wedding, so that's
right.
Cool.
We're going to wrap. Yeah, let's hope that he's
there. You'll get there 2 hours late.
I'm going to coordinate with your mom on your on your wedding day to do a full PowerPoint
presentation. He won't be at the wedding. You know,
he's going to make a splash at that reception. Yeah,
right. I will not miss your fucking reception. Jesus Christ, it's not.
Knock on wood.
Holy crap.
Well, thank you, Mark, for
this has been fun.
For moderating this discussion at you again.
Please.
Always so good to have you
here. Anytime you kids have any issues, please.
We will.
I'm happy to.
I would really like to get your phone number after this and just speed dial you and be like, he's still not here, Mark. And then just conference him in. All right, that's going to do it for the post game today. Thanks so much for tuning in.
My podcast is The Edge with Mark Thompson. You can find it on iTunes and all the other places at edge-. Got to put the dash in edge-show.com.
I haven't been invited yet on Mark's podcast.
Grace,
not a
Grace
big deal.
Comes first, and then when we've got a lot of time to wait for a guest, we'll invite.
Not a big deal. Whatever. You can find me on Instagram at Asan D. Piker and on Twitter at Asan the Hun, and also on Facebook.
Fantastic. We'll see you next time. Bye.